following program is brought to you in living color.
WMFR in Medford.
American
half-pound.
Cincinnati, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
We're meant to go to the radio. Jello tastes like chicken.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The color of the pen that I hold in my hand is
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world your head now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I'm only in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yeah!
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme. And this evening, well, we are celebrating the fall colors around here on the Somerville Medford campus of WMFO and our whole neighborhood here. The colors are definitely starting to come in. It's certainly not the peak, but the maples are turning red and orange and other trees. And there are even some flowers that are still blossoming, the early fall flowers. But it's mostly colorful leaves. So, we started off the show with a Japanese band, of course, because that's one of our plastic sushi rules, to always start off with some Japanese music. That was the band Bisexual and a song called Yellow. And backing me up right now is the Slackmates with their very cool cover version of Green Onions. And I got this on the Chinese Checkers compilation album, which is, just filled with all sorts of other great instrumental songs that I sometimes use as my ambiance as well. So we have got so much great music for you this evening. We're going to be hearing from Deep Purple and Johnny Winter. We're going to be hearing from the Blue Rider Trio and Gold Frap. And that's some of the bands that have colors as a means of finding their way into our theme. And then we've also got other great music with songs matching, song titles matching our theme from Andy Williams, yes, and New Order, and Esquivel, and AC/DC, and Beck, and the Beatles. But why don't we start off the rest? Oh, yes, and then we've also got Chuck Yu's final report on Honk Fest 2018, the big musical extravaganza, do-it-yourself, crazy happenings that was going on, primarily in Davis Square, but around other places here in Somerville and Cambridge last week. That'll be coming up in the second hour of the show. But right now, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with, of course, another Japanese band. Here's Shonen Knife and Brown Mushrooms on WMFO in Medford.
you, I promise. And I was like banking on it.
Submarine. So don't provoke any flying yellow thing. You're just asking for trouble.
To blue. I can't write poems, but I've been told I have many other good qualities.
Red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. Red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest girl in town. If they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. They do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
So, what'd you do in school today?
Well, I broke in my purple clogs.
We'll be right back. It's time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through. Tree leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palette. Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
And this is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This evening, we're celebrating the fall colors that are coming into season for sure now outside. With some fall colors-oriented public service messages. We're going to have some more of those, but thank you, Josiah Wade in the Ohio Outdoor Notebook, for that explanation of why leaves change color. And then before that, we heard from Deep Purple and Highway Star. And the story behind that song is a journalist was hanging out with Deep Purple on their tour bus. And he asked Richie Blackmore how Deep Purple wrote songs. And Richie Blackmore picked up a guitar and started strumming that riff. Well, it's not exactly a riff, but playing that. And he said, this is the way that we do it. And then before that, we heard from Andy Williams and Red Roses for a Blue Lady. And then a pretty short piece from Beck. But certainly high up there on the intensity, Burnt Orange Peel from an album called A Brief Overview. And then before that, we heard from the Beatles with, as we are hearing right now, with Yellow Submarine. This version is actually more the George Martin orchestral version. And, well, we heard the Ringo Starr vocal version before that, and then Druid Stone and a song, a traditional song known by a number of names variously, The Old Year Now Away Is Fled, but for our purposes this evening it's Green Sleeves. And I found that on an album that we'll be hearing more of, but not for a couple of weeks, really. Spirit of Christmas. Holiday favorites in... Holiday favorites, yes. Holidays coming up. But before, the first big holiday that's coming up now is Halloween, and that's one of the best ones. And we're going to have at least one Halloween show. And maybe next week, that could be our theme. I'm not quite sure yet, but Halloween is just such a great holiday for music, as well as having fun in general. So, and then we started off the set with, of course, a Japanese band, Shonen Knife. And Brown Mushrooms. Man, I love the riff in that one. Well, that's Living After Midnight, right? By Judas Priest. That's the same riff. Well, you know how I love public service messages. Oh, yeah, I do. I love them so much I volunteer to take care of the public service messages for WMFO, and I'm very happy to do so. And, you know, one of the things that I get really annoyed by is all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport on, like, runway 33L. Like, on days where the winds are coming from the northwest due to the FAA's Highways in the Skies decision of 2004. They basically created four highways in the skies that go over Somerville and Medford and Arlington. And if you happen to not live directly under them, then you may not be bothered by the airplanes at all. It may just be something that you can block out. But if you happen to be unfortunate enough to be more or less directly underneath them, and we're talking, you know, a couple hundred yards on either way, but boy, your life can be miserable. And that's the way it's been today over the Tufts University campus and my house. So if you're also a victim, you should know about BostonWestFairSkies.org, because they're trying to change this. And one of the things that you can do is you can join their mailing list, and you can also file complaints with Massport. Now, they may not do a whole lot. Well, they're going to add up to be statistics, which are compiled and circulated, but it's not going to have an immediate effect. But when you hear a plane and it just completely vibrates your house and you're sitting at a computer and you're feeling that plane through your keyboard, you can at least channel some of your aggression about that into filing a report. And if you go to BostonWestFairSkies.org, there are instructions there for creating a login on the Massport website and filing those complaints. So, yes, this has been a public service message from BostonWestFairSkies.org and people who care. Yes, we are WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Well, let's get back to our colorfully themed music. And in the next set, you know, we're going to start off with another Japanese band, because this is a Plastic Sushi, and the rules don't make me go through to start off the second major set with a Japanese band. But, you know, hey, why not? And that's going to be Gantity, which is primarily a duo with some supporting musicians, but they're kind of jazzy, yeah. And then we're going to hear from the Blue Rider Trio, a little bit of harp, steel, and guts. And Johnny Winter is going to be in the mix of the next set. And we're also going to hear from New Order. And we're going to be hearing more, the special Angela mix of Blue Monday. And then Funkadelic is going to finish us off, and perhaps a little bit more Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Well, let's get going here with Gantity and Green Mailbox on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. WMFO in Medford.
Of your 20 million Negro brothers smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society. And you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your 6-year-old daughter why she can't go through the public amusement park and see her developing an unconscious bitterness toward white people. And you have to concoct an answer for a 5-year-old son who is asking, Daddy, why do white people treat colored people so mean? You are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored. And your first name becomes nigger. Your middle name becomes boy, however old you are. And your last name becomes John. Your wife and mother are never given the respected title Mrs. And you are harried by day and haunted by night by the fact that you are a Negro, living constantly at tiptoe stand, never quite knowing what to expect next. A plague with inner fears and outer resentment. And you are forever fighting a degrading and degenerating sense of nobody. Then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait.
Betting, bam, bam. bet my sweet Bippy had lost.
Thank you.
With a wingspan of 6 inches, the beautiful Cecropia moth is the largest silk moth in North America. Hard to believe it was one